Hello, you are listening to Skip Intro. I'm Lee Chui Lin. In the studio with me today, Bahi Yusuf, Julian Yap, Ian McNally. First up, Bahi, how was Raya? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Raya was fun. Raya was good. I ate way too much, as I always do.
Which everyone always does.
Yes.
And yet here you are back
here
in studio.
Here I am, back at work.
Yes. So we are kind of celebrating the passing of an era, really, because we heard yesterday of the retirement of Dato' Lee Chong Wei. So what better time than to talk about the film Lee Chong Wei?
Siapa cakap permainan badminton tak boleh tolong keluarga?
We better not to waste our time. And I don't think so that you should go to All England.
Awak bukan tak cukup stamina! You pressure yourself!
Impian awak adalah impian dia. Kami dah anggap awak sebahagian daripada keluarga kami.
Which is based on his 2012 autobiography, Dare to be a Champion. This one also has the extra subtitle of Rise of the Legend. We are dealing in huge dramatics here. We all watched the film yesterday. Like I said, in honor of Lee Chong Wei, what did we think?
It's a movie. Well, okay.
It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah. I enjoyed it for what it is.
And you can look at it on different levels. Like, we could say it's a Malaysian movie or it's a sports movie, or, I mean, it's also based upon someone who's actually living, can be a little bit tricky.
Tricky, yeah, yeah.
I super loved it. It was great. I just enjoyed it so much. I don't know what it is. I admit fully that I might be in the throes of like a full-on sentimental like fist grip where Lee Chong Wei just retired, and just seeing his life story and just seeing some version of Lee Chong Wei on a court with the smash and the signature, like, you know,
fist bump thing.
Yeah. You know, there was a part of me that was just like, you know what? I'm happy to see Lee Chong Wei back on the court. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to re-hate Lin Dan all over again. I am there for it. So part of it was just a sentimentality. Another part of it is I have a really high tolerance for films that are kind of actively cheesy. And yeah. So a lot of stuff in this film, just the "Lu jangan ganggu aku punya keluarga," I was like, oh man, I love this.
There is a certain level of, you know what, I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, there's some respect to the original material, the source person,
you know, his life.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of heart in the filmmaking, right? Compare that to something like Badang, compare that to Malay Regiment, which I saw, which has got nothing in it. It's just moving pictures on film. This has got emotion in it. Sure, it's a little cheesy.
Yeah, a little.
Okay. It's a lot cheesy. There's questionable storytelling, writing styles, whatever. But there's still a heart there. There's still a reason for it being, and I'm all for it.
And it looks quite nice.
It looks great. Yeah. I mean, Julian has some choice words for this one.
I had a whole other experience than you guys did, definitely. I love Lee Chong Wei. You know, watching this, especially yesterday after the announcement, was great. And watching it with my dad as well was great. But I was ready for a documentary on his life and the challenges that he faced along the way. I was not expecting a whole thing about Lil Lee Chong Wei and the trials and tribulations he had to go through. And it wasn't, I mean, it hit all the emotional punches, really, you know, bullying.
You came in with the wrong sort of glasses, yeah. I think.
Yeah. And then you were not expecting the underground badminton.
Badminton Fight Club was when I started doing research on how much is this fact versus fiction. It's like, he keeps running into like illegal gambling games or illegal badminton games, whether it's at home or when he actually goes to train. And it's like, let's fight on the court. It's like
old school, old school rules.
It's the dark underground world of badminton. That we don't know about.
Yeah.
I guess that's the 40% that's added drama, right? I think the director has said it was 60-40%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's... Look, the way I saw the underground badminton thing in Bukit Mertajam is the...
With the booze.
With the booze and the old, you know, and Lil Chong Wei going out saying, why is it all just adults? What is going on?
Only adults can afford charity.
Oh, yeah. Great line. Look, for me, I'm sure there was some betting done in Bukit Mertajam for badminton. I don't think it's an underground city. I could be wrong. Look, people from Bukit Mertajam, let me know. I'd love to know that there was an underground badminton fight club thing, because that would be great. I'd totally do a documentary on that.
I guess his dad wasn't like on the run from badminton gangsters either.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But badminton gangsters that you were willing to lose all your gear to because yeah. just throwing it throw backwards. All that,
yeah.
It was super enjoyable in those moments, in those sequences. And I think maybe, Julian, we had similar viewing setups, yeah. albeit different experiences, because I also watched it with my dad, who's a huge badminton fan, and who therefore was just like really enjoying the shots. He just really enjoyed the, oh, trick shot, wow, smash. And so he managed to get that feeling of, I guess, watching a sports movie, but perhaps more intimately than we traditionally do. Because for us, I think when we watch when we watch American football movies, for example, there isn't an awful lot of stuff we have invested in the game. Like, you understand the whole sporting movie trope. You get that it will be an underdog. You get that there will be training montages. You get all that. But the intimate stuff of, oh, that was a good shot. Oh, the footwork. That's not the stuff that you're going to get.
I mean, for me, the difference is that, for example, the Mighty Ducks and Any Given Sunday and all these things, we know the rules, right? We know the rules of the game, but we know they're not, even if they're real people, they're not people we know.
Yeah.
Mm. Even if it's a, sure, it's a story about some small town football team that was a true story, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sure, but I'm never going to see Texas.
And I think that was a big deal that, one of the few moments where it crossed over to enjoyment for me for this film was when, you know, little things like, oh no, it's Miss Bunsidik. You know, when you see him from behind and my dad and I went, oh, it's time and it's ready to go. And you know that the training is going to start, and that having that connection was really great. And then when he starts going to All England and you know, oh, this is when it's going to start. Lindan is coming. That little connection was great. And it kind of brings back a lot of things of watching all the matches over, you know, my childhood. So it was great.
Honestly, seeing Hafiz Hashim come back with the All England. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really sweet because I remember that. And now it feels like you're getting a behind the scenes of what happened after, yeah. you know, with Ms. Boon going, your knee just can't be done.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love this movie. I kind of do, I have to say. I'm curious though, Julian, in terms of the dramatic split, or rather the lack of documentary fact, what was it about the drama that put you off?
I think it was literally how cheesy it was. Like the whole, oh, Lil Lee Chong Wei in love with Lil Wong Miu Chu, but then having the bully standing over her, crushing the pen with his foot, stuff like that. It was
the
just
pen of love.
Yeah, the pen of love. That's their marriage in one physical thing. And it was like, Lee Chong Wei's life was not like this. I'm pretty sure he just wanted to play badminton.
It's the 11 of melodrama. That
oh yeah,
of, yeah.
For sure.
I mean, it's basically training / misery. The movie, like, there's nothing good happens to him after he stops playing on the beach.
But
the until
that's
he
the
wins.
Point,
but that
right.
wasn't like a Rocky moment, you know. That yeah. wasn't like a oh, I really have to do it. He, you know, jumped a bit.
Jesse.
There was an Iron Man moment though where there's that awesome shot where I think he goes back to the gambling den and he beats the bullies and he's playing them and they're like, who are you? And he's just like, the camera slings low, he looks over his shoulder.
Yeah.
You expect a tank to be exploding in the background.
When it's 4v1.
Yeah.
Oof.
But that look over the shoulder, it's like action hero.
Yeah, the way the light was set up, he's in shadow. Oh, great.
I'm Lee Chong Wei.
Guys, what I'm getting from this is that we need to collect each feather because it's a piece of our talent that we need to fit into a single shuttlecock that will become our show. Which is just a little bit of
the
philosophy.
Then we got to hit the show over the net?
Just a little bit of the philosophy that you get, that you literally get. That is a piece of advice young Lee Chong Wei receives in the film. I'm telling you, what is not to love? We will come back and continue this conversation after this. Let us know how you feel about the film if you've seen it. You can also use us as an outlet for any feelings you might be having over the retirement of Lee Chong Wei. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at SkipIntroMY and write us at movies@bfm.com.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Hello, you are listening to Skip Intro with Lynn, Ian, Julian and Bahe. We're talking today about Lee Chong Wei, not the person necessarily, but the film Lee Chong Wei, Rise of the Legend, or in Mandarin, Julian, what was it?
From Loser to King.
You know, this movie is not short on literalness. <Yeah. laughs> That's just. It's one of the best things about it.
I'm surprised they didn't use the word phoenix in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You know they thought about it.
I'm
or
sure
dragon
they did.
Or something.
I'm sure they did. Yeah.
It's worth saying, I think, that they've managed to get to... So it takes us up until the point of Lee Chong Wei's Malaysia Open final. Is it still a spoiler to say
Come
what
on,
happens?
No.
Like it's
at
real
this
life,
point,
yeah.
You know. So it takes us up to the moment where Lee Chong Wei beats Lin Dan because he has finally mastered a strong mentality and confidence.
And he can make everyone in the room disappear with his mind.
Yes, yes, exactly. And it takes us from youth to there. And I think that the actors are pretty good Lee Chong Weis.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, I was super impressed with even the younger Lee Chong Wei, Jake Eun. Mm. My only comment about him is that he's a bit too not awkward enough.
A bit too emotive.
A bit too emotive. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
We hadn't got a stretch by that part. The next actor, Tosh Chan, is like, he has the look. And yeah. The production team have said they were looking for people who played badminton first, and they were just lucky they got guys that seemed to have the look.
They chose him from like 2,000 people. Yeah. Yeah. Like, the chances, they're so wild.
One in 2,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. and he freakily, genuinely looks like Lee Chong Wei.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the big important point here is that he plays badminton.
Yeah.
The Malaysian films have done this in the past where they'll do a football movie or something, and it's just like those guys can't kick to save their lives. They've never kicked a football. Whereas this, you can tell he plays badminton.
They didn't seem to have any CGI shuttlecocks at any kind of point.
I think they did a few.
One or twice, but it wasn't something
that
was super notable.
On the net.
Oh, the one that's on the net for the whole movie?
Lee Chong Wei does that.
Come on, Lee Chong Wei did that on
but
point.
I talked about an awesome shot earlier. The other awesome shot in the training where his coach is just hitting without looking, and he's hitting everything back, and the last one he puts it back
into the box.
Backwards into the box. Great. And it's like, I want to see the outtakes for that. That probably took forever.
You don't think that was CG?
I don't think so. Because the box thunked when it hit it. And it sold it either way. Mm-hmm. And that's key in these things.
That's the point. Yeah.
There's a lot of aging down and aging up that occurs in this film, really. But I did think that point about getting somebody who knows how to play badminton, it matters because a lot of the shots of the matches, I thought that they might actually use stock footage.
Yeah.
But then they didn't. I don't think they did. And because of that, it looks very familiar to anybody who spent a lot of time watching badminton. You know, it really looks like you're watching a badminton match.
But even,
they use the same angles for certain shots. So you have that above shot where you can see what's going on.
Yeah, that, and I think I like that they went through that effort, right? Mm. That like you said, that shot of the slightly above so you can see both players. They didn't dramatize it by sticking cameras in places.
Sweeping between shots.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this one, it's a lot of it is that static, very sort of, this is what a badminton TV shot looks like.
With that said, though, one of the things that it does do, and I noticed this right from the start, because the start is just this really dramatic montage of Lee Chong Wei himself playing against an unknown shadowy figure. And it kind of sets it up in such a way that the badminton swings actually sound like kung fu swords. Mm. There's a very distinct sound.
I was going to say this. I looked this up. It's the same noise as when Neo is fighting Agent Smith in the subway in The Matrix. It's got this extra kind of depth or bass to it. It's that kind of whoom noise. Because it was like, I was watching it going, okay, I'm not huge in badminton and sports in general. I don't remember it sounding quite like this. And when you get that scene of Neo, when they're jumping together firing bullets at each other and the bullets go past the camera, the noise you hear is the noise of the racket hitting, swishing. I thought that was nice, though. Like, I built up for the whole movie. And also, do they really get that sweaty? I mean, there's some points where
you never see Lee Chong Wei play.
Well, you've seen it lit like that.
No,
you can see it. You can see it. He leaves smears on the floor. It's great. It's so good. Did this film do Lee Chong Wei credit? I think we'll let Julian go first because thoughts.
So basically, this was a 2-hour Petronas ad, right? Like, it was shot exactly like a Petronas ad. It's not.
When he's on the phone, especially.
Oh no! But particularly
that moment, it's on the phone crying. Oh, no. It's like that's a riot.
The opening shot as he's cycling away from
With the Jonathan Milang on his like bike.
No, before that, the three kids sitting on the podium. There's a flag. Yeah. Look, come on.
Yeah,
the hospital scene. Oh, Petronas, and just lots of things.
Yeah, so not in a bad way. That's exactly how you kind of want to tell this story, right? Mm. It's a very nationalistic, very patriotic way to celebrate someone who's very inherently Malaysian and a very great symbol of nationalistic pride, which I do have. So in that way, it was great. But it also removed me a lot. Like stuff like the swish of the racket, it brought back a lot of memories of watching it. But it was also, this is not what badminton is like.
This is not how this works.
Yeah. if anything, it made me want to watch the 2012-2016 Olympics again, because I wanted to feel that rush, that 2-hour, 3-hour like tenseness of watching Lee Chong Wei play Lin Dan. When they played that final match at the end, when that deuce and the match point was like happening, I got like chills. My dad was like, "It's deuce point, it's deuce point, let's go."
My dad was like, 7 straight points, watch it. And I was like, yes.
So yeah, I mean, just for that, just for memory and nostalgia, yeah, sure. But, you know, go into it not thinking it's a documentary. Know that it's going to be a Petronas ad for 2 hours and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot of what Julian says and I agree with it. But yes, it is overly shot, I think, in that sense, right? In the sense of a Petronas ad. However, I think there's a lot here that is really quite worth telling with regards to Lee Chong Wei's story. Sure, we don't know about the Bukit Mertajam underground badminton circuit, but
someone please tell us.
Please tell us. But you know, that he did come from very poor conditions. He did come from very poor family. He essentially rises through ranks of society, rank of
to become sport, a legend.
To become a legend, right?
To become a king. Oh, some yeah. might say.
Dato Uira. So I think this movie you should watch. If you like badminton, if you like Lee Chong Wei, if you have any consideration about who this man is or want to know who this man is, you should watch this film. Have an understanding that this could be 60-40 truthful, and you'll enjoy it. If you like badminton, you'll enjoy it, I think.
I would like to come at it from the point of view of pure emotion, because I think that this movie captured me at the exact right point. If I'd seen it maybe a little bit earlier, if I'd seen it during, 2014, let's say, I don't know if I would feel the same way. But the fact that it is today, the fact that it's the day after Lee Chong Wei is retired, just meant that all that extraness, all that too muchness, I think it matches how I feel. Mm. So because of that, and because of the intimacy of watching badminton, our national sport, in many ways, being displayed and shot the way other sports movies have been, and getting the same beats, I appreciated that. I love any sports underdog movie, but it's very rare that I'm this intimately linked to the sport itself. So that was special to me. I enjoyed it. But points taken on the cheesiness, I just loved it all.
And even on that, I don't know if there's any other sports person in my life that I'll have this kind of connection with. Yeah. So yeah, I completely agree.
I wanted a little bit more of a connection, because I know he's a quite reserved gentleman and they have that through the story. But like the relationship we talked about earlier with the pen and the girlfriend, it's like, as far as I can know, their relationship is based on Ramly Burgers. There's not much to that, you know. And even though you mentioned the hospital scene earlier, I was like, what is going on here? Who's the lady in the bed? Where does this come from? And then it's like, you're part of our family. It's like, it took me a while to figure out whose wife she was first. And then it's like, that guy, he's been awful the whole time.
He's Ms. Boon Siddiq.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, because you need to know Ms. Boon Siddiq.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these stories about Ms. Boon Siddiq we've heard, the way he used to train himself and his brothers, it's just crazy. He is this badminton making machine.
Yeah. So for me, it's like, I would have liked to have lose some of the 40% fakeness and actually build up those elements of it as well. But again, that's when someone's living. It's like, hey, tell us about your first date. We'll put it on screen so millions of people can watch it.
I would say, in light of, you know, just in honor, I suppose, of Datuk Lee Chong Wei, if you're having all the feels, it's a good time to watch this film. It's the right time to watch Lee Chong Wei, Rise of the Legend, or depending on the language, From Loser to King. And once you have, let us know what you think. Did it do him justice? WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at SkipIntroMY and write us at movies@bfm.my. You've been listening today to Skip Intro, BFM 89.9.